At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Foot Health Show here on UK Health Radio, your global, real, feel-good radio station. My name is Peter Alton of Circle Podiatry, and it's my aim to raise your awareness of just how important your feet are, to give you the solutions to your foot and leg problems, and to teach you how to prevent future problems. So grab a cuppa, relax, sit back and put your feet up and enjoy learning about the one part of your body that often gets forgotten. That's right, it's your feet. Hello and welcome back to the Foot Health Show, the show which aims to help you to be able to live with healthy feet for the rest of your life. So, the Foot Health Show, we raise awareness of foot health problems of all sorts. We try to help you prevent problems from ever occurring. So many of us just don't pay much attention to our feet. We don't, you know, we bung them into socks at the beginning of the day. We put them into shoes and they're forgotten about until the end of the day, unless they cause us a bit of discomfort. And if they do cause us a bit of discomfort, very often we put up with it because, well, let's face it, our feet aren't that important, are they? They're on the end of our legs. They do their job. May ache a little bit from time to time, but what's to worry about? Well, let me enlighten you a little bit to what is to worry about, because the majority of people, I think it's about 90% statistically, will need a podiatrist at some point in their lives. And the older you get, the more likely that is going to be, because the older you get, the more miles they've done, the more wear and tear. Just as with your car. If you've got a car brand new, chances are it's going to be pretty reliable. Okay, you might get a Friday afternoon car, one that was built on a Friday afternoon when the workers want to go home, and it's not quite as good as it could be. You might have some Friday afternoon feet. Feet that really aren't fit for the purpose that you're trying to put them into. But the thing is with foot problems is that they creep up on you. People don't generally get their feet checked like they do their eyes, like they do their teeth, despite the fact that we recommend that they do have an annual check. During an annual check, you'd be checked out for what your nerve supply is doing, for what your circulation is like, for what your foot structure is like. You'd be checked out for whether or not there are any skin cancers coming, any infections coming. All of these things, the majority of us take for granted, and we don't get our feet checked. So I want to encourage you, first of all, if you've never had your feet checked by a podiatrist before, then go along and get them checked. If you need to go and get them done by a registered podiatrist, someone who has done full degree or previously a diploma course, which would have been a 3-year course. You need someone who is HCPC registered and who is a podiatrist. Okay, so what are we going to be talking about today? What is the topic for today? Well, today I am going to run through with you, because it is the time of year where people are getting their walking boots out of the closet. Maybe they're going to go and buy walking boots for the first time. Maybe you've actually this year decided that you are going to tackle your weight and you have started doing some walking already, but nothing as serious as what you've got planned for your 1 week or 2 week holiday coming up. Maybe you're going to go to a hot country and walk and you haven't been to a hot country walking before. Maybe you're going to be in this country and maybe we're going to get some hot weather here. Or maybe you will be walking in the rain. Well, today I'm going to be giving you some tips on the best way to prevent problems with your feet from that walking that you're going to be doing. If you're not used to it, there will be some tips for you. If you are used to it, then there'll probably be some tips for you that you haven't come across before as well. I'm going to be working on the wealth of knowledge that I've had over the past 31 years, alongside other colleagues who have shared things. And we will together be giving you the best possible advice that you can have on how to keep your feet healthy and safe throughout this summer when you're going on walks. So, walk of life. Well, yes, walking really does help give life, because it really does help keep that blood flowing. It helps keep your heart pumping. It helps keep your lungs working. And it takes you to see fantastic sights. And I bet there's many of you who have got some fantastic walks planned for this year, for this summer. And there's probably some of you out there who can go walking wherever, whenever, and to this point, you've never had a problem. You've never had a blister, you've never had a pulled muscle, you've never had any problems at all with whatever challenge you've taken up. And yet there's others of you who regularly, every time, you want to go and see those sights, you want to go walking, and you do, but you put up with some of the problems, some of the aches and pains, some of the blisters. You put up with those things, and it takes a little bit of the shine off the holiday. It takes a little bit of the shine off seeing those beautiful sights, creating those memories. The memories are marred by the discomfort that you had to put through. And some of you, we get to see when you come back from your holiday and your holiday has been literally ruined because of some injury that happened whilst you were away. Maybe going over on your ankle. Maybe having a really nasty blister. Very, very often things can happen whilst you go on these walking holidays. And that's what this show today is about. I want to try and prepare you as best we can.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Now, some of you may be going next week. There's a limit to some of the preparations that you can do. But if you're going in a couple of weeks, in 3 weeks, 4 weeks' time, and to a point if you're going in a week's time, there are still some things that you can follow. The list is not exhaustive by any imagination. There are many, many things. And to be honest, each person is an individual, and you'll be picking and choosing some of the advice that I give dependent on who you are, what you are, and what you're doing. So, the first point I want to make is that it's all in the preparation. You need to be prepared for what you're going to be doing. You need to think about where you're going to be walking. You need to plan what you're going to be doing. And it starts, for me, way, way before you actually go on that holiday. And the first thing I'm going to suggest you do is that you actually invest a little bit of time in your body before you go. I want to suggest that you do some stretching before you go. How many of you have been on walks before, and in day one, end of day one, you wake up day two and everything is so tight because you haven't been using it? Now, part of that is because you haven't been using the muscles so much, and part of it is perhaps that the muscles haven't been stretched in preparation for walking. If you haven't been a keen walker, then you're quite likely to have tighter muscles than perhaps you could have. So I want you to stretch. But those stretches, I would suggest starting now. And there's various ones. You can stretch your calf muscles, and there's two different calf muscles that you would stretch in different ways. There's the hamstrings, which need stretching. And then there's the quadriceps muscle, which is on the front of the thigh. I'm not going to go into how to do them now, because it's a bit difficult to explain over the airwaves. But try doing them all. See how you get on. See how tight you are, and whether if you're tight, then definitely do it. But start off gradually, as the advice suggests. So please do get in touch with us if you would like to send you a PDF of some of the stretches that might be useful to you. Best bet, of course, as I'm always saying, is to get seen by a professional, by a podiatrist, or maybe a physio, and get the muscle stretching, the muscle tightness tested, and get advice specifically for you and your body on how best to stretch. But you know, you can certainly look at some videos on YouTube. You can get the PDF from us, and that will give you some guidance as well on some general exercises that are good for most people. Obviously, always proceed with caution and gently and gradually. Don't do too much too quickly. We don't want you stretching something till it snaps. Okay.
Other stretches you can do and sort of mobilizations, if you like, of yourself, is to actually work on your foot a little bit. And for that, I haven't actually got a video on that, I don't think. But for that one, what I would like you to do is literally just to move your foot around in different ways. So you literally are, first of all, without any force on it, just moving it itself, move it around in circles, move it up and down, move it from side to side. The foot is extremely adaptable. It adapts to that uneven ground. And if you're going to be walking on uneven ground particularly, it's going to be put through its paces. So the more you can get things moving a bit beforehand, the better. So do that. You can also do it against resistance. So you can have one of these elastic exercise bands, which you put the foot over the foot, and then you have it around maybe a table leg or something like that, and then you're using your foot to pull against that elastic in different directions. And again, that is going to be working different muscles and strengthening them in preparation for when you go. Now, I'm not suggesting you necessarily do this if you're going, you know, in 3 days' time, and you've got to be really planning ahead and build it up gradually over a period of time. But that's tip number one. So that's stretching. Second thing is to reflect back on previous injuries, because the chances are that the injuries you've had in the past are ones that are weak spots for you. Now, it could have been that you tripped over, or it could have been you put your foot down a rabbit hole or something like that. Now, yeah, that's potentially going to cause a weak spot, but unless you do the same thing again, it's less likely to be a problem. But if you just got some injuries just from walking and you don't remember any particular incident, then the chances are it's down to the way you're walking. And if you're going away very, very soon, it's a bit late probably to do much about that. But if you're not, if you've still got your holiday planned in September, in late August, then it's probably worth going along and seeing your podiatrist and having them have a quick look at the way your foot works when you walk. And you can even have a look actually at how your shoes wear, because your shoes wear down different ways according to the way your foot works. So have a look, see if there's excessive wear in the front of the shoe on the sole, if it's more on one side than the other. Is it massively worn under the big toe, or is it massively worn on the outer edge or in the middle? Where is it worn? On the heels, is it more on one side than the other of the heel? Is it more on one shoe than the other? I actually have a diagram in my book which compares car tires, because when you have a car, when the tires are worn down more on one side of the tire than the other, or one side of the car than the other, then that's a sign that there's something wrong with maybe the tracking of the car or the balance of the car, and you need to get it sorted. Same with your feet. If the shoes are wearing down abnormally, it's a sure sign that your gait is abnormal, the way you're walking is abnormal. So reflect on those previous injuries, and if you've got one, go and see a podiatrist and get them checked out. Okay, next one, foot gear. Okay, I mean, I say foot gear rather than footwear because there's various things that you need to think about. The first one, of course, is the shoes, and that's probably on most people's mind, the shoes. What shoes are you going to wear? What is best for the type of walk? Well, that's a big topic, but largely you want to get some good support in those shoes. You want to probably have, depending on where you're going and the weather, either ankle boots or maybe just walking shoes. But you need to have good support in them. You want to try and get fitted early on. So don't go and get them the day before you go. Even I've heard of people where they literally go up maybe to the Lake District, some beautiful place for walking, where they have maybe more walking shops than they do down, let's say, in London. And they go there and they see this shop and they see these lovely boots and maybe they've got a sale on and they buy them. And then day two, they go out and walk in them for 10, 20 miles. And sure enough, recipe for disaster. Try and get them before you go. Make sure they fit properly. Make sure they're not too big or too small. And make sure that they are breathable and yet at the same time waterproof. Make sure that they fasten well. You want that foot to be held securely in the shoe. The last thing you want is for it to be sliding around in there. That will cause blisters. If it's too tight, it will cause pressure maybe on the nails. It can actually cut off some of the circulation and really cause some discomfort. If it's too loose as well, your foot can slide forward, particularly when you're going downhill. And a lot of the time we get people who come into us at the end of a holiday walking where their nails have become bruised, blackened, and they end up losing their nails because of that trauma, often from going downhill, and often just because they haven't fastened it properly, haven't used up all the lace holes. If you look at a walking boot, you'll have lace holes, and then usually you'll have little like clip things that you can put the lace around, little hooks. Use them all. Use it right the way up. If you've got a bony prominence on your top of your foot, you may need to miss out a hole so there's a little bit more give in the lacing over that particular spot, but it's still done up all the way. That can be a very, very useful bit of advice for you if you have that problem. If you get your shoes nice and early, go for some trial walks, first of all, beforehand. And try and do a trial walk on a sort of environment you're going to be going to. And that might be difficult, but you know, if you're going to be going climbing, then, and when I say climbing, I don't sort of mean sheer rock faces. I'm talking, you know, climbing up hills along, maybe not on paths, but over uneven ground. Then take a trial walk in the most uneven ground that you can find close to hand. Have a look at what walks there are locally to you, and don't choose one that's on a path, unless, of course, you're going to be walking on a path. If you're going to be walking on a path, then get used to that. Maybe you're going to be walking along the side of a road. Get used to that. Try to have trial walks that are suitable for you. I should also point out with shoes and boots, don't go for second-hand. Don't go for hand-me-downs. Some people do that. The shoe does mold to the shape of the foot, and it can be an absolute disaster trying second-hand ones. The other thing as well is that if you haven't been on a walking holiday for a few years and you've got a pair of shoes, check them out. Sometimes the leather can really get stiff and hardened if it hasn't been looked after and stored properly. Sometimes, actually, your feet have changed. Your arches can actually drop. And in doing so, the foot elongates a little bit. So make sure that you haven't changed, that your foot isn't more swollen than it used to be, and that the shoes are still suitable. I should say as well, for some people, actually, a good structural trainer can actually be better than a walking boot or walking shoe for some people and for some types of walking. Get advice from the place that you go to get your shoes from. Get advice from your podiatrist. Again, it's a very, very individual thing, and it does depend a lot on where you're going. That was the Bangles and Walk Like an Egyptian. You're listening to UK Health Radio and the Foot Health Show. And I must say that I'm not obviously recommending that you walk like an Egyptian when you go on your walking holidays. It conjures up rather a sort of a Monty Python-esque image of people wandering around the countryside in lines walking like an Egyptian. Not necessarily the image you would want. But anyway, getting back to my advice as to how to prepare well for your walking holiday this coming summer. We looked before at the shoes and we looked at stretching, and I want to continue with the foot gear that you need to be thinking about wearing. And a lot of people neglect this to their detriment. They buy and spend a lot of money on their shoes, walking boots, and then they skimp on what they spend on their socks. And they maybe get something which isn't quite so good as it could be. When you go for socks, you want to, first of all, avoid man-made fibers. You really want to be going for something natural. And something like merino wool is very good. Cotton can be okay. If it's long distance, then it can get a little bit absorbed with sweat and not ideal. But one tip I want to give you is that you actually have two pair of socks, which can help quite dramatically reduce some of the blistering that can take place. But of course, you need to make sure you've got enough room in those shoes for the two socks. So when you go to try on your shoes, try on with the two pairs of socks that you are planning on using for walking. The other tip for when you buy any pair of shoes, and I should have mentioned this before, that when you go to buy your shoes, your boots, go towards the end of the day, because our feet do tend to swell a little bit as the day goes on, especially if you've been on them a fair bit. So you can imagine that by the end of a long walk, your feet may well have swollen a little bit and the boots could easily become far too tight. It's a fine balance to get between getting a boot which is too loose at the beginning of the day and then just right at the end of the day, or a boot which is tight at the beginning of the day and then far too tight at the end of the day. So you want to get something which, where there is, you can firmly fit the foot into the shoe, do up the laces nice and tightly, and it doesn't move around. And yet later in the day as well, it's not going to be too tight. But having two pairs of socks is a good idea. You can get very thin layers, thin socks to go as an underlayer, which can help absorb, well, not absorb, it can help wick away the sweat from the foot, because the last thing you want is for your feet to get very, very damp. That's what you want to avoid at all costs when you are going out walking or running, for that matter. You do not want the skin macerated. If the skin becomes macerated, it becomes very white looking, and it's really not as resilient to breaking down and having problems to it. So that is my tip there, is getting socks, ideally natural fibers, having two pairs of them, and also take plenty with you. So, you know, have enough that you can change midway during your day of walking. And then that will, again, will help keep the foot dry. And then, of course, what do you do at the end of the walk, where you get those socks off, get your shoes off, and you dry out the socks? So that might mean taking the inner soles out of your boots so that they can dry even better. It means hanging out your socks so that they can dry. And it means, of course, if you are camping in between time, that you don't leave those insoles in a place where a fox or a dog could come and take them. That has certainly happened before, and it's something to be aware of. The last thing you want is to be out in the countryside camping middle of your walk. Day two, you get up, go to put your boots on, and one of your insoles is missing or chewed. Not good.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so that's the socks covered. What else? Well, it's not a bad idea to have some form of first aid kit with you, especially if you have had problems in the past. But whatever, it's worth having something on you. And obviously the first aid kit can have the usual sort of kit in it, but specifically for the feet, you want to maybe have some of the Compeed plasters. Compeed is the name of a particular brand, but there are others as well. And Compeed are good. You can get the plasters which stick over an area which is likely to form a blister as a preventative thing. You can, if you start feeling you're getting a bit of a rub, you're getting a bit red there, getting a bit hot in a particular area, you can put this plaster on to try and prevent the skin from getting further trauma and causing a blister. And if there is a minor blister, you can cover it with that as well to protect it. Some antiseptic spray is always a good idea. We used to be able to get the Savlon dry powder spray. At the moment, at the point of doing this, it's very difficult to get hold of. One we use in clinic now is one called Alpha Silver, which is a spray of silver, and helps to prevent infection. That's something which is worthwhile carrying. You can get quite small tins of it, so I don't want you thinking I'm encouraging you to have a rucksack twice the size of normal. some sort of bandage. You can get ones which they adhere to themselves, which are quite good, as opposed to the ones where you have to have safety pins and things in. Those are pretty good at supporting any damaged area. Something else that you might want to take, and you might want to use this beforehand as well, is surgical spirit. Obviously, you don't want to be lugging around a massive heavy bottle of it, but you could always transfer some into one of these little travel containers that you can get. And surgical spirit, particularly in the weeks running up to walking, can be good to put on the feet, and it helps to tone up the skin, to dry the skin out a little bit, and to just make it a little bit more resilient, perhaps to some of the traumas that might go on whilst you are walking. The key is you want to be preventing that skin from getting too sweaty, from getting macerated. Okay. Another tip which may help is to double check the length of your nails. You don't want them too long. You don't want them too short either, but too long, and it's very easy as you start doing more walking, as the feet start to swell, for one nail on one toe to dig into the toe next door and to cause a little cut there, which can be quite uncomfortable. And in the case of somebody with diabetes, it can be quite dangerous as well, because it's, of course, a way an infection can get in. You don't want the nails to be too long as well, because when you're walking, particularly if you're going downhill, the end of a nail can be jabbing into the end of the boot. And I've seen people where they've had some quite serious problems, where sometimes the nail plate gets lifted from the nail bed because of a trauma. Sometimes you get bruising under the nail and bleeding, and then the nail gets a lot of pressure under it and it comes off. There are situations where, because the nail is getting jammed from the front, but actually it gets pushed backwards, and you get all this trauma around the base of the nail. If you think about levers, if you think about perhaps in the garden, you want to lift up a big stone, a paving slab, the longer the lever, the more force at the point that it's trying to lift the slab. So if you've got a big long lever and you push down on it, you're going to get a lot more force down at the end, other end, than you are if you've got a little tiny lever. Same thing applies. If your nail is really long and it gets pressure on it, then at the far end of it, the base end of it, it's going to have a lot more force on it and cause more damage to your skin. So that's a really important tip to try and avoid damage there. And then I suppose another one as well, which we should face, obviously, if you have been told by your podiatrist that you will benefit from insoles, from orthotics, if you've got plenty of time left before your walk, then make sure you are used to wearing those. Make sure you've been wearing them in your shoes, getting used to them. Don't suddenly expect a podiatrist to be able to fix your gait, fix the way you're walking, and you're off on a walk within, you know, a few days of having insoles. It can take a long time for insoles to really, for you to get used to them and for you to be able to wear them for that sort of long walk that you're likely to be doing in the summer. So that is my tips for you. As I said at the beginning, it's not exhaustive. There are many others, and I know as soon as I finish this, I'm going to think, well, I should have said that. But those are the ones that I've picked that are the key ones, I think, are the most, most important. By all means, do have a look online for other tips. You can go to circlepodiatry.co.uk and have a look at our site there. There should be a blog on there about walking and walking safely. So do have a look at that. I mentioned earlier the Circle Podiatry app, and I've just realized actually by double checking, I've got it on my phone. Some of the features seem to be a problem at the moment, and looking further into it, there seems to be a problem with actually being able to get it at the moment. So I apologize for getting your hopes up there. I'll try and get that fixed as soon as possible so that it is available again, because there's some great resources on there. But again, if you want some of the advice that I mentioned, you can get on it from about stretching, the videos that we have. Do get in touch with me at info@foothealthradio.com, and I will make sure that we forward you some of those things, that we give you access to the things that you could have got on the app. Well, I hope you've had a great time today listening, and that you really will have found some valuable advice there.
And that's pretty much it for this week, folks. Thanks so much for your spending your time listening to the Foot Health Show today. And I do hope that it has helped you. And if you know of anyone who is going on a walking holiday, then please do give them the link to find this. Remember, you can find it by going to either the UK Health Radio website, or which is ukhealthradio.com, by the way, or you can go to the Bitly link that we've formed, which is bit.ly/foothealthradio. I hope you found it useful. And if there is a topic that you would like us to discuss, if there's a condition that you have with your feet that you would like us to discuss, maybe it is something that you're concerned about. Maybe it's something you know that your family history has in it and you're worried whether you're going to get it. Maybe you know somebody who is an athlete, a star, somebody who uses their feet for incredible things. Maybe you have yourself. Maybe you've done some amazing things with your feet and you want to share that here on the radio. Then I'm all ears to hear what your story is. And hopefully we can get you on and we can listen. You can share just what your feet have done for you, what maybe problems you've overcome, what you've been able to do and how you've been able to do it. So please do get in touch with us. You can do that via contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk. That's contact@circlepodiatry.co.uk. Send us an email there. Or you can indeed even call us if you would like to. The phone number there is 0208 244 0809. And just ask for myself. I probably won't be able to get back to you the same day, but I will endeavour to get back to you as soon as I can. Look forward to hearing from you. Please don't forget that there are so many other good shows on this station. Do check out the schedule at the UK Health Radio app or ukhealthradio.com. You can check out the schedule there. The show coming up after mine currently is called The Charity Hour. And this week it's featuring the Thyroid Trust, hosted by Louise Seller. So that's well worth a listen to. Just check out what there is. Have a listen to us as we speak about all sorts of things to do with your health and how you can improve it. Hope you've had a fantastic time listening this week, and I just wish you a fantastic week ahead. If you are, maybe I've inspired you to book a walking holiday, or maybe you already had something planned. But please do look after yourself. Make sure those feet are fit for purpose, and you're going to have an amazing, amazing holiday ahead. Take good care. Tell all your friends, and don't forget to tune in again next week. Well, that's all we've got time for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Foot Health Show on UK Health Radio. All that remains is for me to say, have a fantastic week. Keep safe, keep those feet and legs moving. And don't forget to tune in again with your friends next week.